Morning, everyone. My name is Kristen, and recently Reverend Matthew asked me if I might record my original faith statement from the day that I was baptized. So I just wanted to give that little intro on the following, since this is a couple years old at this point. But that was a great day, and I'm happy to relive it for you. So here goes. Morning, everyone. My name is Kristen, and today I will be baptized for the first time in my life. Not long ago, the Lord was working in my life, and a series of important things happened for me. The first is that a friend of mine in conversation told me that she had met Jesus when she was 25. I'd never heard anyone speak like that before, as though Jesus were a person that she was in a relationship with, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. Second, another friend invited me to join her at church one Sunday morning, and I listened to Reverend Matthew speak with such conviction and love for Jesus that I was inspired to hear more, and I began to seek more preachings of the gospel through YouTube channels. Third, my interest was peaking, and I happened upon a YouTube video of a woman who was led to Jesus, from the New Age movement. And she was talking about how Jesus had changed her life and her heart, and how easy her one-year Bible had been to read as a new Christian. At the time, I had never read more than a sentence from a Bible before feeling completely confused by the language, overwhelmed, and putting it down and moving on. The fourth important thing that happened was that I purchased that one-year Bible, and I have read from it every day since. If you'd have asked me, I probably would have told you I was seeking truth as I explored different religions and spiritual practices throughout my life. But what I know now is that I was seeking the comfort, security, and love that can only be found by knowing Jesus Christ. Without Him, we inevitably feel disconnected from our Maker, and we search like lost children to bring back that connection in lots of ways that never end up leading us there, that can't lead us there. One of the most amazing feelings is the one that comes over you when you have searched for 37 years, and one day you finally open the door to find Jesus, who's been patiently knocking all of your life, and you're suddenly slammed with the realization that what you've been searching for was right there waiting for you. You're almost dumbfounded by how long it took you to answer that door, and how far from it you've strayed in search of the very thing that was behind that door. For me, it's been like recognizing my true soul for the first time and being filled with such abundant love and understanding that you want to overflow and share it with everyone because you want everyone to feel this feeling and to know this truth. I found there's a calm assuredness in knowing Jesus because when you give your life to Him, you see the world with new eyes and with more love in your heart than you thought you had room for. Knowing Jesus is like knowing freedom of the soul. He has saved me from myself and is consistently replacing worries with hope, judgment with love, and pride with a humbler heart. Today I accept Him as my Lord and Savior, and I pray that I will grow in faith and do right by our Heavenly Father all the days of my life. Amen.